Welcome to Propaganda, the easiest way to make high-quality podcast recordings. This quick introduction will show you how to get started making your own podcasts. The area on the left side of the screen is called the library, where you can store and organize all of your audio clips. You can import songs, sound effects, or other audio from anywhere on your computer just by clicking on the plus button on the toolbar. Clicking on the red record button will let you record directly from your microphone or other live audio source, and these recordings will automatically be added to the library. You can also sort your clips by title, artist, or other criteria by clicking on the column headings. If you're having trouble locating a particular clip, you can find it by just typing a word or two into the search box above the library. Over on the right side is this show was made with a trial version of Propaganda software. You can remove this message by buying the full version from the library. If you want to change the order of the clips, just drag them and drop them where you want. You can even specify how you want the transitions to sound between clips and add some canned sound effects by using the drop-down choices next to each clip. At the bottom of the screen is the timeline, which shows a roadmap of your show. Notice how the timeline shows the same clips as the playlist, but with much more detail. Each line on the timeline shows you a visual representation of how the clip sounds. For detailed editing, you can zoom in using the zoom slider just above the timeline and make precise adjustments to the length, position, and volume of each clip. You can overlay sound effects and background music by dragging clips directly onto the timeline from the library. Once you're satisfied with how your show sounds, you can use the green buttons at the top of the screen to export the show in MP3 format, or upload the entire show to a web page. You'll need some information from your hosting provider for the first time you upload, but after that, the process will be automatic. That's it! You're now ready to create a podcast with your own content.